This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. As Milwaukee Public Schools begins its budget process, it's facing an uncertain future, but some reassurance from a recently approved tax referendum. Superintendent Keith Posley wants to spend about half of the referendum revenue on employee salaries and benefits, and use much of the rest to add more than 200 new positions. Here's Posley presenting his proposal to the MPS board.
The operational referendum is for sustaining and expanding educational programming.
MPS's total budget is about $1.2 billion. The referendum will increase funding by $57 million next school year and gradually grow to $87 million in 2023. Under Posley's proposal, $25 million of the referendum would be spent on salary schedules, which were reinstated by the school board in 2019. The schedules provide reliable raises for teachers and other staff. The proposal would also increase the number of teachers in early childhood education, music, art, physical education, career tech, and other areas. About $6 million would pay for new support staff, counselors, psychologists, social workers, and nurses. The district has not released details about which schools would receive the additional staff. Posley says they would go to those with the highest need.
It will be important to benefit all students while giving priority to those schools and students with the most needs. We need to use an equity lens as we consider possible funding.
This budget planning is happening amid tremendous uncertainty about the future. The COVID-19 pandemic pretty much guarantees that next school year will not be normal. And MPS's funding streams, including state aid, could be in jeopardy as state revenue plummets. Here's MPS Legislative Policy Manager Chris Thiel.
Things are not looking good. Things are looking bad. And so what we are waiting for and anticipating is the likelihood of some kind of a budget repair bill. At what point, we don't know, but that is likely in our future.
Adding to the precarious financial situation is MPS's fund balance, or lack thereof. Chief Financial Officer Martha Kreitzman said current budget plans would leave MPS with just $13 million in reserves. That's less than 2% of the district's school operations fund.
We should have 10 to 20% in fund balance. Even if we had the minimum, that would mean $100 million. Currently, we have 13.2.
Kreitzman said it's important for MPS to look at cost cutting in future years. Superintendent Posley has not asked for any large-scale reductions in the current budget, although he is pushing to restructure bus routes, which would save a couple million dollars. MPS will hold its next budget hearing on May 19th. The meeting will happen over a video conference. Staff say they're working to allow spoken testimony from the public, which has not been an option at MPS's virtual meetings so far. For WUWM, I'm Emily Files.